WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, now in the seventh week following the leftovers of Hurricane Ida, a boil water advisory has finally been lifted for Passaic Valley Water Commission customers. This covers some major North Jersey towns, Patterson, Passaic, Woodland Park, and parts of Clifton, where residents are still being advised to run their taps for a while to flush their systems. The state will start taking applications later this month for pandemic aid to people who weren't eligible for earlier federal help, mostly undocumented immigrants. Nydia Morsi of Make the Road New Jersey says it's a long time coming and not providing enough to meet the need.
Members launched a more than 20-day hunger strike. Ultimately, the fund is just $40 million, which covers just about 10% of the population.
To be eligible, someone must be 18 or older and live in a home with an income of $55,000 or less. Payments will be $1,000 per adult, capped at $2,000 per household. It is one of New Jersey's deadliest roadways, Route 70 in the Manchester area, and it is where police say last night a 73-year-old motorcyclist died after hitting a sign. Manchester resident Lawrence Foca was ejected from the bike, an investigation revealed. It's the third fatal crash on the highway in the town reported this year. A majority of Jersey residents will look for a new job over the next year, according to a new Bankrate survey. Carl Van Horn of the Heldrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers says as we emerge from the COVID health crisis, the balance of power has shifted somewhat to favor the worker who may be taking care of their kids or relative and is thinking,
why should I take that risk, or why should I pay for child care, etc., elder care, if I'm not getting more money to make up the difference?
He adds, while more jobs are available because of the labor shortage, workers still need in-demand skill sets to be able to get the salary and perks they're looking for. Now, the new-look home design business report, Americans continued to spend at a solid clip in September, even while facing sticker shock in grocery aisles, car lots, and restaurants as snarled global supply chains slow the flow of goods. Retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in September from the month before. While that was a bigger number than economists had expected, concerns are mounting as to how resilient shoppers will be as they head into the crucial holiday season. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 382 points. New Look Home Design makes getting a new roof easy. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials. Call 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Changing conditions through the weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey's news, traffic, and weather authority.
Jersey Fest traffic.
Got a real crunch on Route 18 right now. That southbound side, what a mess coming down from George Street down to Narracon Place. There's an accident in the left lane on 18 South, 287. Plenty of slowdowns north at exit 5 to 10. South at exit 6, right down to 440. 78, a lot of westbound crowding up at exit 18 to 16 and exit 12 out to 11 on a weekend getaway traffic. And the turnpike's been really bad, too. A crash moved to the shoulder of the truck lanes north approaching exit 12. Still very slow coming up from Woodbridge up past exit 12. Southbound, both spurs have been slow on the turnpike heading down to pass the Gothels Bridge. Parkway, still lots of northbound traffic out of Woodbridge heading up to Union, continuing up to the Oranges. Southbound, not nearly as rough. Farther down the line, slow now between exit 89 and 82 along the Parkway. And leaving New Jersey, close to 15 to 20 minutes at all the Hudson River crossings. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. 42 on the northbound side. It is still nasty with delays from Coles Road, exit 9, all the way up through to Route 55. Right lane is out. Now we have an accident locally, but it's involving a school bus outside of Newfield at Almond Road. It is closed off both ways between Parvin Mill Road and Alvine Road with this accident. Turnpike is going to be slow for you southbound from the Walt Whitman service area down through to exit 3, and also on the turnpike south approaching the Delaware Memorial Bridge. We have backed up traffic at the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Early this morning, there was a tractor-trailer accident. It flipped over, and they're still getting that repair job taken care of. South 295 delays are shrinking down from exit 31, Woodcrest Station, down to exit 26. And Mercer County looks pretty decent now, improving at 195, but we still have 206 with a closure in Lawrenceville, right in the village, right by the area of Craven Lane from an early morning accident. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey Radio.
Oh my God, you guys just made my day.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The bottom line for this weekend, please stay weather aware of changing weather conditions. We dive into the weekend with summer-like warmth, but don't be caught off guard by a sudden round of stormy weather tomorrow, followed by the inevitable big cool down. Tonight stays quiet, mainly clear and comfortable. Lows dip into the lower 60s. And tomorrow morning looks good. It will be windy, but sunny and warm. Highs upper 70s to around 80. Clouds will increase as tomorrow goes along, with strong thunderstorms likely starting mid to late afternoon. That'll put a quick end to any outdoor activities. Quick burst of heavy rain, gusty wind, and lots of lightning will be possible. Sunday turns much cooler. Highs only in the lower 60s. Big difference. It'll be sunny and breezy. Sunny in mid-60s for Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Deal, 73. Maple Shade, 79. Mount Arlington, 74. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by W. Danley. Protect your family, home, and belongings with a Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley. W. Danley is celebrating 100 years in business. That's 100 years of satisfied customers. Get a free estimate today and check out their 100% satisfaction guarantee at danley911.com.
New Jersey 101.